Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Iron Men and Women of the American Drug-Free Powerlifting Federation. I'm Bill Sias, along with Mike Stagg. We are, respectively, the Vice President and President of the ADFPF. This is the official ADFPF podcast where you can get information about our organization as well as information on strength and how to be a better powerlifter. Be sure to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ADFPF. You can also check out everything you need to know at our website on ADFPF.net. Hi, Mike. We're going to talk about Worlds tonight again.
Yes. So we are going to go down the list of the lifters that are approved and have been accepted as part of Team USA. And then we will come back and do a little bit in-depth talk about some of the women's classes, and then maybe next week follow that up with more in-depth on the men's classes. I do want to preface this by saying that it is possible that as we've entered this, there might be a couple of minor errors that we may correct over the next couple of days here due to some applications being filled out in a way that I wasn't always able to correctly interpret the lifter's intentions, so I did my best. But if anybody's listening and there's something in here that seems surprising to you, feel free to reach out to us if we don't reach out to you in the next couple of days. Does that sound good,
Bill?
But
do give us a couple of days. Yeah, do give us a couple of days. The people who had emailed me asking when they would know, I told them right around April 6th. So do us the courtesy of not reaching out to us until April 6th, unless you get your notification and there are questions on it.
Yeah, that's a good point, Bill. We will be sending out information about how to order Team USA warm-ups and also the custom singlet for this event. So unless you have anything else to add, I guess we will go down the list.
Let's go for it.
Okay, I'm going to start out with the women's 53-kilo class. There's three women approved as part of this class, and that is Kara Downing in the squat and the bench press, Carolyn Nickerts, if I'm pronouncing that right. I apologize if I'm not. She is qualified to lift in the squat and the bench press. I did make an error on Kara. Kara is qualified for all three lifts, so squat, bench press, and deadlift that she applied for. And finally in that class is Shelly Frazier. Shelly is qualified in all three lifts as well. And Kara and Carolyn are junior lifters, and Shelly is a master lifter. Going on to the 55.5-kilo class, we have two master lifters, Jenny Jewell. She is qualified to lift in the bench, squat, and deadlift. And Ann Clark, coming to us from Columbia. She is qualified as a master 7 lifter for bench press and deadlift. Jessica Lord applied and was accepted for the deadlift in the open class. Whitney Piper is a team 3 lifter, and she is qualified in the bench press and deadlift. And Jessica Fansler is also a teenage lifter, and she is qualified in the bench press. That moves us
on
to
good
the
so
63.
Far.
Sure. So the 63-kilo class, we have three women, all are masters. First of all, we have Dawn Piper. She is qualified in the deadlift. Cheryl Kyle. She is qualified in squat, bench press, and deadlift. And Catherine Morrison is qualified in all three lifts as well. Moving on to the 70-kilo class, we have Kate Walker as a master lifter. She is qualified in all three lifts. And Catherine Orsler as an open lifter. She is also qualified in all three lifts. Let's see. Moving on to the 80-kilo women's class, we have Debbie Roslin as a master lifter. She's qualified in all three lifts. Carolyn Beck is a master lifter, qualified for bench press. Sherry Margraves is a master lifter, and she is qualified for all three lifts. And Kyle Reel is our open lifter in this class, and she is qualified for all three lifts. Moving on to the 90-kilo class, Judy Nager is qualified. I'm never sure if I pronounce her last name correctly. But
I think it's Nager, but you know, I'm just as likely to be wrong as you are.
Sure. So at any rate, Judy is qualified to compete in the deadlift, and Beth Van Hove is qualified in all three lifts. Then we have the largest female class. I believe this is the largest, the 90-plus kilo division. We have Sharla Wren. She is qualified for the bench press. Mary Rappert is qualified in the bench press and the deadlift. Both of those ladies are master lifters. Mindy Kilgore is qualified in all three lifts as an open lifter, as is Ashley Peck in all three lifts as an open lifter. And then finally, we have Carrie DeVolder, a teenage lifter, and she is qualified in all three lifts. Then,
well, that's the ladies.
Yes, that's the ladies division. Then we move on to the men. And again, I will follow this up with the equipped lifters in a moment. But Jonathan Wren, as a 56-kilo lifter, is qualified in all three lifts. Jacob Stagg, a junior lifter in the 67.5-kilo class, he is qualified in the squat and the deadlift. Moving on to the 75-kilo class, we have junior lifter Nolan Banks. He has qualified for all three lifts. We have one of our master lifters, yours truly, is qualified in all three lifts. Robert White has qualified as a master lifter for the deadlift. And Gerald Lindis is our oldest competitor that qualified, and he is qualified in the bench press. And finally, we have teenage lifter Landon Caswell, 14 years old. He is qualified in the squat. Moving on to the 82.5-kilo class, another large class here. So we have the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lifters are all master lifters. Randy Regan, qualified in the bench press. Robert Badko, qualified in the deadlift. Tony Kohut, qualified in the deadlift. Mike Volan, qualified in the bench press. James Stovall, qualified in squat and deadlift. And then open lifter Derek Solomon is qualified in the squat. And Cole Tyring, our lone teenage lifter in this class, is qualified in the deadlift. And moving on to the 90-kilo class, we have four master lifters. John Jockum is qualified in the bench press. Andy Fiedler is qualified in the squat and the deadlift. Wally Siebel is qualified in all three lifts. And Dave Mansfield is qualified in the squat and the deadlift. And then we also have two open lifters in this class. Brandon Jackson has qualified in all three lifts, and Mason Reed has qualified in all three lifts. Moving on to the men, 100-kilo class, we have two junior competitors. First, we'll start with Terry Cox. He qualified in all three lifts. That's Terry Cox Jr., so you'll hear his father's name later. And then Isaac Model is qualified in the bench press. Then we had several open lifters here. Fortunately, they're not lifting in the same event, so everybody was accepted for this. So Benjamin Model was accepted in the deadlift. Jason St. Clair is accepted for squat and bench press. Anthony Burris qualified for bench press and deadlift. Randy Wiggins is qualified as bench press, and he's an open lifter. And Dustin Meadows is qualified as an open lifter for the deadlift. Moving on to the 110-kilo class, Jason Williams is qualified in the bench press as a master lifter. James Woody Brown is qualified as a master lifter in the bench press. And Brad Lovejoy is qualified as a master lifter in the bench press. Pat Tyring is a master lifter qualified in the deadlift. And Andy Holder is our lone open lifter here qualified in the bench press. Lots of bench pressers in that class.
Sure are.
Moving on to the 125-kilo class. Ray Klassing qualified as a master in the bench press. Adrian Nenneber from Canada, but he will be lifting with Team USA. He's qualified in all three events. Jeff Bouchaine is qualified in the bench press. Then we have open lifter Dan Bullock qualified in the deadlift. Open lifter Mark Kessler qualified in all three lifts. And Mark actually applied. He's not sure if he's going to go 125 or 145. It makes no difference. He's qualified for both. And Justin Sproul is qualified in the squat and the bench press in this class. Then moving on to the 145-kilo class, Toby Elmer is qualified in all three lifts as a master lifter. Derek Hill is qualified in all three lifts as a master lifter. Cecil Scherzinger qualified in the bench press as a master lifter. And Gary Kruger is qualified in all three lifts as a master lifter. And in the super heavies, we have Terry Cox Sr. qualified in the bench press and the deadlift, and Rich DeLeon as a master lifter qualified in the bench press. And that rounds out our unequipped roster.
Excellent. So, let's go to equipped.
Okay, equipped, starting in the 75-kilo class, Robert White qualified in the deadlift. Gary Hayden qualified as a master lifter for squat and bench press. In the 82.5-kilo class, we have open lifter Corey Perdaris. Did I pronounce that right, Bill?
Nope, but it's close. He'll recognize it. It's Perdaris.
Okay. He qualified in all three lifts. John Jockum is also qualified here as an equipped lifter in the bench press as well. So I think we're going to be seeing John in both equipped and unequipped, as we will
yep.
Dave Mansfield. And Dave Mansfield is qualified in all three lifts as a master lifter for equipped. The 100-kilo class, Gary Bagley qualified in the squat. Jason St. Clair is an open lifter qualified in the squat. And Bruce Thomas is a master lifter qualifies for squat and deadlift. For the equipped 110-kilo class, David Walk is a master qualified in the bench press. And we have two master five lifters, both bench pressers, Roger Horn and Brad Lovejoy are both qualified in this class. And our open lifter for this class is Aaron Rosenhammer, and he's qualified for all three lifts. Moving on for the 125-kilo class, we have Jeff Bouchaine, qualified as an equipped bench presser. And in the super heavyweight class, again, we have Rich DeLeon qualified in the bench press, so he may be going equipped and unequipped, and Randy Pirtle as a master lifter qualified in the bench press. So,
awesome.
Team USA, if my numbers are right, I think we have right around 80 lifters in total.
Very good.
So now I'm going to go just a little bit more in depth tonight with the women's classes. And, feel free to add whatever you'd like here as well, Bill.
You bet.
I'm going to go back to the 53-kilo class. We have three women here qualified in squat. The high squat, the highest qualifier coming in is Kara Downing with 100-kilo quad, 100-kilo squat against a qualifier of about 62.5 kilos. In the bench press, Shelly Frazier was our high qualifier. She's a master lifter, and she bench pressed 70 kilos against a qualifier of 35 kilos. That's pretty good. She actually doubled the qualifier. That's
pretty okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Shelly also came through with a 125 deadlift against a qualifier of 77.5 kilos. Then in the 55.5 kilo class, we only had one of these ladies entered the squat, and that's Jenny Jewell. She qualified with an 80-kilo squat against a qualifier of 72.5 kilos. In the bench press, our high bench press qualifier is Jessica Fansler with a 55-kilo bench against a 37.5-kilo qualifier. And in the deadlift, our highest qualifier is Whitney Piper. And you guys might remember Whitney. We did an entire interview with her right before she went over to Scotland for Worlds, and she qualified with 115-kilo deadlift against the 75-kilo qualifier.
She is also, by the way, the highest listened-to podcast we've ever done. More people listen to her podcast than all the others.
She is. So we may have to have Whitney on again. She gets those good ratings.
she does. She, you know, you and I are living down here in the low rent district. We need some help from Whitney every now and then.
Sure. Okay, so moving on the 63-kilo class. Out of the three ladies, two of them are lifting in all three events. The high qualifier here was Cheryl Kyle with an 80-kilo squat against a 70-kilo qualifier in the bench press. Have two ladies that benched 50 kilos against a qualifier of 40 kilos, and that's Cheryl Kyle and Catherine Morrison. So they are in different master categories, but both come in with the identical bench press, and if you can believe it, they both come in with the identical qualifying deadlift as well, which is 117.5 kilos against 85-kilo and 77.5-kilo qualifiers, respectively. So it sounds like there will be some competition there for top honors, at least among
sure
our
does.
USA crew.
And that speaks really, really well of our Master 6 lifter there.
Yes, Catherine is a Master 6 lifter, and it looks like she's going to be competing with pretty competitively here with ladies at least 10 years older than her. So congratulations,
younger.
Catherine.
Yep, 10 years younger than her.
Oh, did I say
her.
Older?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, sorry about
that's
that.
Okay.
Okay, so we move on to our 70-kilo class. And we have both ladies, both Kate Walker and Catherine, have opted to do all three events. At least that's what they applied for. Kate is a Master 7 lifter, and Catherine is an open lifter. Probably shouldn't be a big surprise, but Catherine has the highest qualifying lifts of the two. Her squat of 102 kilos against a 90-kilo qualifier, bench press 62.5 kilos against a 52.5 qualifier, and a deadlift of 125 against a 112.5-kilo qualifier. I will add, though, that I know Kate Walker holds several Master World records, so her numbers are certainly going to look very, very good for a Master 7 lifter. There's no question about that.
Absolutely.
Okay, in our 80-kilo class, if you've seen this girl lift, there's probably going to be a little surprise here, but Kyle Reel came onto the scene last year for us and has done nothing but go up, qualifying squat of 150 kilos In fact, I think she's got the highest qualifying lifts of any female competitor in our roster. But she comes in with 150-kilo squat against a 100-kilo qualifier, 92.5-kilo bench against a 57.5-kilo qualifier. Well, that's a big difference.
That sure is.
And then she comes in with 170-kilo deadlift against a qualifier of 120 kilos. That's quite a difference, too, actually. So we're expecting big things from Kyle in this meet.
We will not be disappointed.
No, she is an incredibly strong woman, and I don't know the world records off the top of my head, obviously, but I've got to believe that she's going to be making a run at one or more of those world records with her lifts.
I'm certain that's true. She's a strong girl.
Sure, and then. In our 90-kilo class, both women are Master 4 competitors, so they will be going up against each other as well as their competition. Judy did not enter the squat or the bench press, so Beth will take the high honors there with the 92.5-kilo squat qualifier against an 85-kilo qualification, 62.5-kilo bench against a 50-kilo qualifier, and a 125-kilo deadlift against a 107.5-kilo qualifier. And in the deadlift, there's only 2.5 kilos that separate these ladies' qualifying total, qualifying lifts in the deadlift. So I'm sure that they will put on quite a show when we see them go.
Yep, that's going to be one of the fun ones.
Okay, so in our 90-kilo class, the high squat honors. I'm sorry, we're in the 90-kilo plus category. The highest squat in this division goes to Ashley Peck. She qualified with a 127.5-kilo squat against a 117.5-kilo qualifier, but Mindy Kilgore is just 5 kilos behind her with a 122.5-kilo squat. In the bench press, Mindy flipped the tables on her. And Mindy comes in with the highest bench qualifier of 80 kilos, and that's against the 67.5-kilo qualifier. And then Ashley is right behind her at 77.5 kilos against the same qualifier. Then as we go to the deadlift, in this case, Ashley came in with 170 deadlift qualifier against a lift against a 140 qualifier, and she does have a fairly 12.5 kilos in front of Mindy here. So I've got a feeling that these two ladies will be battling each other in every event. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that Ashley and Mindy are also pretty good friends. So hopefully they'll remain friends after this lifting is done.
Well, the rumor has it that Ashley's got a pretty good coach too.
Yeah, I've heard that. Do you know anything about him or?
I do. I know a lot about him actually. Yep.
Okay, so those are the highest female lifters as of right now. We don't have any women in the equipped class. Although there's a couple of applications where I wasn't absolutely sure if the ladies meant to be equipped also. So those are one of the things that I will clarify over the next few days. So that pretty well rounds it out. You care to add any commentary to any of that, Bill?
Just a little bit. The spreadsheet, a modified version of the spreadsheet that Mike and I have been working from will be on the website yet this evening. A lot of the data that we have that's personal will be gone that we're working from, but that doesn't matter. So look for that in the event calendar right underneath the announcement for the meet. It'll be a clickable link and it will bring up a PDF. And I'm going to include the names, age, division, weight class and what and the qualifier and lifts. Will not include some of the other information. That's not important. And I think that's all I have to say on the subject. How about you? Anything else?
Well, I did want to just give a little bit more commentary on the event itself. And, you know, I keep telling lifters this, but I do want to make sure that we continue to keep that out in front of them. When you come to the world meet, you are obligated to open with the minimum, qualifying weight. So whatever the qualifying weight was for your class, that does have to be your opener. So I just want to make sure that, you know, we have some ladies that came in very close to the qualifier with their lift, and I just want to make sure that they understand that they need to be prepared to open with the qualifying minimum that may or may not be what they're comfortable with. We'll see. I know that sometimes I see lifters where their qualifying lift is exactly what the qualifying lift had to be. And sometimes that means that they really put forth a tremendous third effort to get that. And sometimes it means that they didn't want to waste any energy, so they just did the qualifying lift and then they passed all of their other events. So it's hard to say how much more some of these ladies or men, as we get into it later, will have in the tank, but you are obligated to open with the minimum lift. And Bill, is the spreadsheet that you post, will that have the minimum opening lift next to it as well? Okay.
Yes, it will. It'll be listed that way. In fact, the other thing that just making it as a heads up now, world meets are not like local meets. There's no equipment check. A number of things are different. One of the things that I would strongly suggest coaches, you get with an international referee and make sure you understand the differences for your lifter. Lifters that don't have a coach, contact an international ref or a well-renowned coach, and they can help you through the process. I'm certain that both Mike and I and other American international refs will be happy to do an equipment check for you, but there is no official equipment check. And if you're waiting until that day to make sure your equipment's okay, you may be sadly disappointed.
Yeah. So some other things, we don't know what the lifting order will be yet. And, you know, that I'm sure that will be the next questions coming and all of that. But we do know the days. Friday will be squat, Saturday will be bench press, and then Sunday will be deadlift. There are three weigh-ins, so you do have to make weight each day. If for some reason you do not make weight, you may be allowed to lift in the next class under two conditions. Number one, you had to have lifted the qualifying amount for that class, and number two, there actually has to be room on the team roster for you in that class. And Bill, we're about out of time.
In addition,
and that's
we're close. In addition, it's the next higher class. If you come in underweight, you are probably just in trouble.
Yeah, I believe if you do come in underweight, there's a provision to allow you to lift as a guest lifter. But really, at that point, none of your lifts are official in that capacity. You will just be treated as a guest lifter. You can't score points, you can't break records, and all of that. So
exactly. Okay.
Well, Bill,
that's all I've got.
All
right, let's get out of here. You can listen to our show live every Sunday evening here on Blog Talk Radio. We post the link on Facebook and on our website, so you find us easily. The ADFPF has an email update. You can subscribe to that by scrolling down to the bottom of the event calendar page at adfpf.net/meet-calendar. We also encourage our listeners to submit questions to us. We'll answer as many as we can at the end of the show. Send your questions to us on Facebook. Our face page again is facebook.com/adfpf. So until next week, I'm Bill Sias. Remember, the bar is loaded.
And I'm Mike Staggs. Stay strong.